episode 29 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Gareth. Thank you for listening. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for downloading. And thank you. Listen, we're in Great to Follow, rule number 7, continue your education. Yeah, that's a rule. You have to continue your education. Don't slack off. See, because there is nothing better in this world than to have something that no one can ever take away from you. That something is your education. All the knowledge and wisdom you acquire can never be given back. It can never be taken away. It can never be forced away from you. It can't be robbed from you. It cannot be refunded. Quite simply, it just cannot be taken away. There has not been invented a machine that can remove your education, your knowledge, nothing. Nothing exists that can remove the skills you've gained. When you were learning learning to drive a car, that you learned to drive a car. But by the same token, it wasn't beamed into your head and poof, automatically you know how to drive a car. No. See, you had to learn it. And you had to, somebody had to teach you how to drive a car. So knowing that it cannot be taken away, why would you not want to continue your education? See, the human brain might not appear to be that big, but it can hold quite a bit of information. According to Paul Reber, he's a professor of psychology at Northwestern University, he says, or he declares, that the brain's memory storage capacity is something closer to around 2.5 petabytes. Wow, that's a lot of information. That's a lot of storage space, but think about it. You've seen those little micro SD chips that go in your phone? We're hitting up there, 100 and change gigabytes. We're almost there. So breaking it down, that comes down to 2.5 million gigabytes, and that's a lot of little micro USB chips, but SD chips, not USB, SD, the little ones, the little flash drives, and that's a lot, 2.5 million gigabytes. So you can see that's plenty of room for more knowledge, experience, and memories, so why not work hard to fill up your mind to capacity, fill it up. So, seek out opportunities to continue your education is what I'm trying to say. Nothing shows your organization just how serious you are about your education and just how much of an asset you can be to the organization if you affirm and keep your commitment to continuing your education. See, seeking out and fulfilling your need to continuously self-improve is by far one large feather in your cap. There we go. And it says plenty about your character and dedication. By continuing your education, you also give yourself and every member of the organization someone that has become open to new ideas and concepts. It's through experiencing the new ideas and concepts that you bring something based on those concepts and ideas and apply them to the unique needs of your organization. Now, it's not rocket science. You get exposed to some new concepts and you instantly recognize how your company can benefit from them. You take them to the company and poof, you're a rock star. Obviously, it's not as simple as that, but it could be. Another aspect of continuing your education is consider that of your legacy. The standard you set for yourself when it comes to education is the standard that others follow. And others that follow you will have to emulate or exceed. Now, imagine your children and their children going further in their education than you did. That's your legacy. You gave them something to shoot for. And then it goes on. Now, imagine when it comes time to leave the company. Let's say during your tenure, you arrive with a high school diploma. Then you went to school and earned a bachelor's degree. You just upped the value of the position you are vacating. That in itself is not only a feather in your cap, but in that of your organization. Any organization would be crazy not to use your successfully earned bachelor's degree as a hiring tool. In fact, more organizations are boasting about, or the fact that their employees have such degrees or certifications. It makes for a better, rounded, and more open organization. Besides, it looks good on you as being one of the few instead of being one of the many. Got it? I hope I made that clear. Now, there is nothing wrong with not having a bachelor's degree or a master's or a PhD or a certification of some kind. What is wrong is settling for the bare minimum. That is wrong. That's terrible. And, you know, you settle for that and then you expect to succeed. That's even worse. I mean, really think about it. It's nonsense. As the world has become an always on 24/7 society, you are always in competition with someone else, no matter where on the planet they are. Down the street, across the street, next town over, next state over, next country over, the other side of the ocean. It doesn't matter. You're always in competition. Remember that. See, you must understand that. See, the days of resting on your laurels because you think you have a job for life are long gone. See, I could have stayed in the military and made it a long, long, drawn-out career, but that's not what I wanted. I could have stayed with the state. I did 17 years with the state of Texas. I could have drawn it out another 13 more and then retired. That's not what I wanted. So forget what your father and your grandfather told you. The workplace is evolving. If you haven't seen it by now, it's 2014, coming up on 2015. And it's evolving to one that was willing, it's evolving to someone that's willing to make the sacrifice, one that is willing to work that extra hour, no questions asked. And the one that sees that in order to be successful in the modern workplace is to continue your education. Failing that, any one of those things, you will find yourself on the back end of a very long unemployment line. And that's not a good thing, folks. It's something you can solve. It's something you can prepare for now, not later. And don't think of it as a scare tactic. Well, think of it as a scare tactic. Yes and no, it is and it isn't a scare tactic. It is in that I hope that it helps motivate you to get off your duff and into a classroom, of course, on your time, because there are those organizations that do it for, are in existence just for your time. But no one can make you get up from your chair at work, and no one can make you go to school or take a course. You have to do it yourself. It is not a scare tactic in that I firmly believe that real life should never be scary. However, what you should be scared of is becoming complacent and settling for the status quo. See, because once you become complacent, the next thing you know, you're being shown to the door with a plaque and a little small party to celebrate your retirement. Then what will you have to show for it? Seriously, it serves you in the short term and in the long run to get in as much education as possible in order to show the organization that you mean business, but most importantly, to show yourself that you can do it. And folks, that's the bottom line. That's really what it's all about, is doing it for yourself, do it for your family, and do it for everybody else that says you can't do it or you shouldn't be doing it because of whatever reason they decide. Because again, it's only up to you. You decide not to do it, well then obviously you are proving them right. It's all up to you. A little something to take away. It's never too late. Just because you're out of high school, just you've been out of high school 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years, it doesn't matter. You can always go back to school. You can always get your degree. You can always get certified. And you know what? There's nothing stopping you but yourself. And there is a will, there is a way, you can do it. So folks, that is episode 29 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Rule number 7 of Great to Follow, continue your education. I thank you for listening. Drop me a note, dave@davegarra.com. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter. I invite you to follow me on Twitter. Say, hey Dave, I'm following you on Twitter because I heard your podcast. You're going to need my address, and that's @DaveGuerra. That's my Twitter handle, @DaveGuerra. Until next time, I thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon. Have a great one.